Hey there, friend. This is Stephanie Crevins, founder of the Pro Troublemaker Nation and your host for the Hot Mess Hotline, where we have conversations so mid-level leaders can think like entrepreneurs. Normally, you get longer conversations where you can learn directly from executives. Today, you're listening to a mini mess episode in your favorite podcast player. In between our longer chats, I'll share tips and tricks for you to fix some of your most pressing change and leadership issues. Think of these as the emails that happen between meetings. Short, useful bits of info to keep you going on a project. Get these episodes and all episodes delivered straight to your inbox each week, along with other resources to be a problem solver that gets the right work done. You can click on the link below at stephaniecrevins.com/blog. Now let's dig in so you can step up your leadership game. Hey there, friend, it's Stephanie Crevins with Pro Troublemaker Nation, and today I want to talk about time management and really the myth of time management. So many of my clients come to me saying, if I just had more hours in the day, if I just had more time to myself, I could get it all done. And I don't think that's true. Here's my three tips to help overcome that mindset of if I just had more hours, because you only get 168 every single week, unless you have some tips for time travel that I don't know about yet. 168 hours, what do you do with those? One, in modern American work culture, the work will never be done. Give yourself grace and understanding to know that you will probably never feel caught up, but you need better systems and structures to manage the workload. Do you have a project management system? Do you have a task list? Do you have your most important work prioritized and on your calendar? That's how you feel successful, productive, and caught up. Second, you need to start the day with your most important priorities. You need to articulate those, write them on a post-it, an index card, on your calendar, but get that work done first. I'm really digging this podcast called The One Thing right now, and it's based on the book by Gary Keller of Keller & Williams Realty Group, right? Wildly successful executive. And the reason he's been wildly successful, and you can too, is that he started every single day with his most important priorities, from working out, so taking care of himself, making sure he spent time loving on his family, and then getting to work and getting the most important work done. Because what happens, usually in the afternoon or whatever point you let it happen, and this leads me to tip number three, which is leave space for the oh shit time, the oh shit stuff that comes up at work. We know it's going to. We know at some point our day needs to be about other people's priorities, both real emergencies and fake emergencies. Leave time for it. Don't overschedule yourself. Don't overburden yourself with so much work that you can't be flexible and adaptable. Yet, start the day with your most important priorities, which does not include your email inbox. It includes real work, real thoughtful work that you have to get done. That's how you're going to feel caught up, productive, successful. And then leave that flexible time, usually in the afternoon, for ad hoc meetings, for the thing that your boss puts on your desk and says, I need this in an hour. You know it's going to happen. Plan for it. Plan for the time, but you don't necessarily have to plan for the work. Friends, I'd love to hear your stories wherever you're watching this. Where has leaving yourself grace and space to respond to emergencies, where has choosing your priorities first helped you be successful? Because your story is going to help somebody else. And now, friends, let's get off the internet and be the pro troublemaker you're meant to be and get the real work done. And I'll see you soon.